Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Seven after the hour appears to be a Friday again. First Friday of June, the 4th, in fact, on the air with the DJV program for another hour or two or three or four, depending on how much time you have and what we have to say. We always have lots to say, even when there's nothing to be said. Kind of cool. I'm Doug Steffen, the leader of the gang that has nothing to say when there's, something to say when there's nothing to be said. Jennifer Horn's on board, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. And there's free shipping for everybody, okay? Everything's free. Free! It's all free! Well, I'm not sure that that's the case. Cyber attacks and what we do about them and how disruptive they are and how disruptive they can be. Ransomware attacks. The meat producer JBS this week has dug a big hole for itself, and so with that action, they have caused the cost of your meat at the restaurant, at the grocery store, wherever you get it, to go sky high. 45% most beef at this moment, 45% more than it was last week at this time, and up it goes. So what do we do? Are we doing anything? I'm trying to figure out, how do we stop these cyber attacks? The government? Got to step in? Does it have to mandate cybersecurity?
Because not only have we been attacked in the beef sector, like you just said, but the gas and energy sector. A few weeks ago, the Colonial Pipeline, and a story came out yesterday that there was an attempted hack on the New York subways back in April.
I saw that.
So, yeah. I mean, imagine that. Imagine being stuck in the subway, and then you're talking about human life being held for ransom. Because if the subway isn't working, and you have people conceivably on those cars, the subway cars, are you going to have to pay it even faster to try to negotiate with these terrorists to try to get people off? That's, to me, even more serious than the gasoline, which is pretty darn serious, and our food supply. Transportation. So think about that. Transportation, food, energy. These are sectors that, if shut down, I mean, this is a war. This is not to be taken
concentrated
lightly.
Concentrated Russian-Chinese interference in not only our business, but the business of the world. And now China comes along this week to threaten with nuclear weapons because of an urgent need to expand its arsenal of long-range nuclear missiles because they anticipate an intense showdown with the U.S. that, of course, they have caused, if it is. They're pretty smart, though. I doubt that they think that, I mean, they can rattle their sabers, but they're not going to use nuclear weapons because that destroys them as well as everybody else.
Not if it's targeted. I mean, they're, you know, it's not like if you use a nuclear weapon that the whole planet blows up at once. I mean, it's,
if in fact there's a missile that comes this way, we launch everything we have, and they launch everything we have, and it's curtains, see you all later.
Whammo, blammo.
I don't think that would be the response, but
Well, how do you know that, Victoria? How do you don't know that?
Because
you know, these people
really
are not to
because
be
I don't think so. If someone fires, so if China fires a missile at us, we're gonna just blow up the entire planet. I don't really think that that's the plan. Well, I would hope that it's better thought out than that.
You can. I would like to hope that it was too, but you look at these clowns. Look at what we're just talking about. People have no response to or the ability to protect themselves from a cyber attack, so why is there going to be any different approach? Jennifer's right. This is a war.
I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just saying, if we're not here to pay the ransom, this is all just bluster and nuclear weapons and all this other stuff. There's no point to them blowing us up. There's no point to blowing us up because we're paying them.
Yeah, that's what I just said. It doesn't make any sense to do it, but they can spend a lot of money and force others like us and the Europeans and whomever to spend more money supposedly to protect themselves. Look at what the the weapons race. The only people that benefit from this are the stockholders of all the companies that are in the military-industrial complex. They're the only ones who benefit, and it's only short-term, but that's all we think about anyway. What's the stock price going to be 6 months from now or a year from now?
I feel like there's a very lackluster response coming from the Biden administration, who in the White House press briefing room yesterday says, we're still leaving this up to private business to deal with. We are, because the private businesses who are being attacked by these ransomware attacks.
Well, he already put out an executive order about cybersecurity, so I don't know how much. I mean, I feel like, you know, there's a lot of hypocrisy here. Oh, well, you know, Biden's not doing enough, but yet Republicans don't want more big government, and they don't want government telling private business how to run their business.
It's not about telling private business how to run their business. It's about saying we have a zero tolerance policy with negotiating with terrorists. That is the answer. Because what is happening here, I mean, if it's funny that everything gets called terrorism right now, but this is truly terrorism. When you're taking away, when you are disrupting people's way of life and shutting down supply chains, that is terrorism. And I think the answer needs to be that we have a zero tolerance policy of negotiating, because every time one of these people get money out of an American company or try to attempt to take down a subway and there's no punishment, they just do it again and again. I mean, we kind of laughed. It's like the Nigerian bank scheme. Why does that work? We always laugh and go, this is so stupid. Who would give their money to a Nigerian prince? But obviously someone has, because they do it and they do it and they do it again.
Well, the problem, though, is that the ship has already sailed. And we've talked about this in the tech report in the last couple of weeks. Just in the last year alone, cyber ransomware attacks are up over 300%. And last year they averaged $10,000 in ransom. Now we've got numbers that we're seeing that are $40 to $60 million. People are paying this. So that's the point. Yeah, but the ship has sailed, Jen. You can't now say you don't negotiate with terrorists when every company has already paid them. 8 country radio stations just went down with a Russian attack. I mean, this is, the ship has sailed. We've got to come up with better security and forget about, you know, our own bluster of we don't negotiate with terrorism. Okay,
well,
we already have.
That's not bluster. We should not be. Moving forward, be negotiating. Absolutely not. There's
no reason.
How
do you fix the problem?
You have to have your own better cybersecurity.
How do we finally get together and fix it?
You invest money in your own cybersecurity. I'm fine with investing money.
But instead, we're getting messages from the administration that they're going to cut military spending. This should be where we bulk up our spending, because there won't be a country to spend on.
Not the kind of spending the Chinese are talking about, to build a more weapons and arsenals. We don't need to.
No, I'm talking about we need to bulk up cybersecurity. We're clearly behind. And that's part of military spending. The fact that we're cutting military spending, it just doesn't make any sense.
Well, it depends on what it's being used for. I guess much anything else, that's the focus. Where is the money going and how is it being used?
Yeah, the term military spending is so broad.
It's not like this administration is fiscally conservative. But they're spending on everything else.
But if you keep throwing mud, when people throw mud at Trump, or people throw mud at Biden.
This is about whoever's
running.
Because who's running the country, Doug?
I mean,
I had to live with it. I mean, it's not
about. Cybersecurity isn't a new problem. This is.
Of course
Obama was talking about the urgency for this, and everyone laughed at him. Oh, the Republicans go, Obama just wants to spend more money.
I remember
where we are now.
I remember a few chuckles when Trump launched the Space Force, and everybody went, "Oh, he just likes Star Wars." And so,
he should have actually said it was about cybersecurity.
War in space. Well, it's all part of it, isn't it? And so everybody laughed at it, and that's why Biden kept Space Force, because it was actually a decent idea. But the point is, whoever is sitting in there, it's not about Biden or Trump. It's about what are we going to do today to fix it.
What I'm suggesting to you, unless there's a wholesale change in thought, we're doing exactly what the Chinese want us to do, fight with each other about stuff and don't get anything done. That's really kind of almost a sickness here. 15 past the hour on the DJV program. Here's something else with regard to China. Apparently, and I wholeheartedly support this, lawmakers are going to the National Basketball Association to tell the people who are on the top of the list as far as endorsement deals are concerned to stop doing things with Chinese companies. The whole idea from the Congressional Executive Commission on China, which is bipartisan, both the House and the Senate, involved writing a letter to the NBA Association, Players Association. More than a dozen pros have contracts with Chinese-based sportswear firm Anta Lingni. I don't even know who any of these outfits are. What are they? I'll tell you something. This gets so much into my shorts. Last night I had to go get a printer at, where did I go? I went to Staples.
Your printer finally died?
No, this isn't my printer. It's a printer for
the
farm.
No, but he's going to try to find one that's not made in China, and they're all made in China.
Exactly. Even the Japanese, all the companies, the headquarters, you know, like HP is a Japanese company, but they still have all this stuff made in China. It's disgusting that there is nothing made in America or anyplace else. We're playing, we continue to play these games right into their hands. And so, and we're fighting with ourselves about stuff instead of understanding.
This is what frustrates me. It's not Biden's fault, right? And I'm sorry to interrupt, but just to make this point, it's not Biden's fault, complete, like 100% sitting on his doorstep that we're in bed with China. We've been in bed with China for the last,
40 years.
Four decades.
Yep.
So this is, but what needs to change right now and what is his responsibility because he's in the White House is to make sure that at least our messaging is right on China. And I don't feel like there is that push to be tough on China. He said a lot along the campaign trail. So now's the time to deliver on that because I think people are waking up like you and everyone else. And to your credit, you've been on it a lot longer than everybody else has. But people are starting to wake up like, wait a second.
You gotta wake up to it. Yep,
right.
You gotta wake up.
You gotta do something. And he's
time to wake up. Listen up. If you have a low credit score, you already know it could be keeping you from getting the things that you want, like a credit card or a car or a new job, even a new home. And that low credit score is causing you to pay higher interest rates, too, than people that have better credit scores. Here's the good news. You don't have to keep getting denied for credit, and you can work to turn that whole situation around. Pretty easy, actually. Call the experts at creditrepair.com. Go online to creditrepair.com or call 800-652-6132. They can help you work to repair your credit, improve your score. Remove those inaccurate and obsolete items. Call now, 800-652-6132, or go online to creditrepair.com. You'll be very happy with the results, I guarantee that. 800-652-6132 to repair your credit.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret to Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's 23 after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug with Jen, Victoria, and now Jay goes through all the trending items, including a reminder about how to win kind of a neat prize for Father's Day. You'll get that reminder and get that encouragement right after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay there, Jay Bird. Let's get to this Father's Day giveaway that people need to get into if they want to be involved in the first round of these prizes. It's the Works Special, W-O-R-X, those tools, the circular saw, the pressure washer. Let's get on it. So how do we get into this if we want to get into it today?
Go to Facebook.com/DJV Show, or you can go to Instagram at DJV Show as the handle, and tell us about the dad in your life. It could be your own dad, an uncle, a father figure, a mom who plays the role of dad. Tell us about them and why they would be deserving of this epic Father's Day giveaway. The prize is valued at $370, but this week's contest ends today at 11:59 a.m.
But wait, there's
Eastern
more.
Time.
But wait, that's right, there's more.
It's so, like a COVID lottery without the needle, right? Without
and we haven't gone through a lot of the suggested answers because we don't have anybody that sort of copy what's there. You said you have some kind of good answers, good cute answers,
yeah, there are some
answers.
Yeah, there are some great great tributes to the fathers and father figures. And
cool.
It's awesome. Yeah.
So we'll read a lot of them on Monday, and then we'll start another contest. We're going to do this 3 weeks in a row before Father's Day, which is 3 weeks from, is it 3 weeks? Yeah, 3 weeks from this Sunday.
Yeah, the 20th.
Yep. So, 2 weeks from this Sunday then. Aha. All right. Vanessa Bryant, Kobe's wife, seems to be upset about something. And I guess I'm looking at this. Well, you tell us the story, Jay. I don't want to tell the story.
Well,
you
yeah, so it. In the spring, she had parted ways with Nike. And prior to that, she was designing a shoe that would honor both Kobe and her daughter, Gianna. And when she parted ways, she never gave her full approval on the shoe. Well, the shoe seems to be popping up on Instagram and social media, and she's asking people, you know, where are you finding this shoe? How are you finding this? This has never been authorized to be released. And also added hurt is that if Nike did release this, they never sent pairs to herself or her daughters.
Mm-hmm. How about the check? where'd the check go? Please, let's figure out where the check went. I saw this yesterday, this story about this wedding and the bride dying. Pretty much, what, she said, I do, and dropped dead? What's that?
No, she didn't quite get to the I do part. I mean, the wedding had just kicked off. They were exchanging the garlands, that tradition of the garlands. And then the bride had a heart attack and collapsed, and she was pronounced dead at the scene. And normally that's enough to, you know, kill the vibe of a wedding. But, right? But the bride and groom's parents huddled together and came up with a new plan, and they moved the bride's body to a different room, and her little sister took her place.
Okay, where was this?
Arranged marriages in India.
This was in India, yes. And although
the practice...
You thought
it was in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I'm like, is this New Jersey? Or what is
this?
Yeah. No, no offense. I mean, is it like an American city that we're in?
Yeah, this was in India, and the bride's mom was, you know, she was pushing for the wedding to go as planned. The groom's family was expecting a dowry, a practice that's been banned in India since 1961, but let's be honest, it's still happening under the table.
Of course it is. Talking about Mondo Bizarro.
Ruin a good wedding.
28 past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Mini is driving forward with the realignment of its model range with a clear focus on drivetrain technology, vehicle segments, and services of the future. At the center of its realignment is the expansion of electromobility, enhanced commitment in the crossover and premium compact segments, and strengthening of the market position in China. Customers' needs and wishes have defined the development of the Mini model range over the past two decades. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
JBS employees started returning to work this week after the company's beef operation stopped following a ransomware attack by suspected Russian hackers. The infiltration shut down meat production in North America and Australia. The White House is telling American companies to step up their cybersecurity.
It is a reminder about the importance to private sector entities of hardening their cybersecurity and ensuring they take the necessary steps to prepare for this threat, which we've seen rising even over the last few weeks.
Jen Psaki from the White House lectern. Rioters in Minneapolis, Minnesota reportedly smashed windows and lit a dumpster on fire Thursday night near a parking garage where an officer fatally shot a suspect as the wanted man pulled a gun on officers. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Some protesters were arrested. The shooting involved U.S. Marshal Service and no Minneapolis officers were involved. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Recently discovered emails from Dr. Fauci's account were released by the Freedom of Information Act. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo gives Fox News his insights that Fauci may have been part of a cover-up to discover the origins of COVID-19.
So I've seen some of the emails. What really matters here is when it mattered most, when the Chinese were covering this up in early January of 2020, Dr. Fauci certainly would have seen the same intelligence that I saw. We would certainly have known that the risk that this came from the laboratory was real. We would have known that the Chinese Communist Party didn't want any of us to know that, and that raised red flags throughout the entire United States government for far too long. Dr. Fauci let those of us who were out there talking about it carry the mantle, and we couldn't get science. We got politics instead, and that's what you saw in the left-wing media. You saw politics trumping science, and that delayed our capacity to respond to what the Chinese Communist Party foisted upon the world.
Over 3 million people have died as a result of the pandemic. President Biden is taking the First Lady on tour in Europe next week with a scheduled visit to the Queen of England, Dan Naraki reports.
President Biden will meet with Queen Elizabeth II during an upcoming visit to the UK. Buckingham Palace announcing the meeting Thursday, saying it will take place while Biden is in the country for a meeting of the leaders of the Group of Seven. The summit, taking place June 11th through the 13th, will be the first face-to-face meeting for the leaders of the US, UK, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan in more than 2 years. The trip, which includes a planned summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Switzerland, will be Biden's first overseas trip since taking office.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fourth of June. Hi. Welcome into the DJV program, a populist program heard all around the country, all around the world, all around the universe. In fact, people are sending us notes from Chiron. You know where Chiron is? It's about 187 million light years away. But yeah, because of the fantastic reach of this program, we're being heard every day. And they're out there celebrating with us on National Donut Day. How about that? The local craft bakers in most communities around the country, there are great small little, there's the big stuff from Dunkin' Donuts. Okay, so are they that good? I don't know. As a Brazilian baker in Framingham, it really makes some good stuff. I was at a party last night, and boy, was that stuff yummy. And basically, it's a donut's a cake, isn't it? When you get right down to it, isn't that what it is? You have
delicious fried cake. I mean, yeah, sure. You have to remember they're fried.
Fried. Okay. The origins of National Donut Day, many people think are traced to local police departments, but that's not the case. They're traced to the Salvation Army's involvement in World War I. During the war, group of volunteers dispatched to the front lines. I bet you didn't know this. I didn't know this. I never heard this story before. So these volunteers went to the front lines to provide meals for the troops. And they found that the the donuts that they could make on sort of the spot were the most effective way to give food and, you know, and give them sustenance. I don't know how much fried dough gives you sustenance, but...
Well, it's carbs for energy, so it's not nutritious, but it's at least going to give you energy.
Yeah.
They were creepiest part of this,
the Donut Lassies. Yes, go ahead.
Well, the creepiest part of this story, which I did not know either until I did some research on it, but they were literally, and it blew my mind, really, when I was thinking about it, but, like, they took an army helmet, and they put oil in it and fried the donuts in the helmet.
Yeah.
But then, because then I was, I know, right? Wait. Uh-huh. They could make 7 donuts at a time in a helmet.
Yeah.
Oh.
So now we have cotton candy donuts, maple bacon donuts, ginger donuts. How about that? Dough. There are a lot of good dough. You know that there's a donut shop on the corner of Lancashire.
Hold the hair, please.
Jennifer, I used to stop in when I was leaving the CR, the old CRN studios, on the corner of Lancashire. And I'm trying to remember, you know that donut shop on the right-hand side there? There's it. Oh, my God.
It's the real cruddy one, right? That
It was not
Lancashire. It was Sunland and Glen Oaks, and it was Buzz.
Yeah, it was Sunland. Yes, right, yeah. Oh, my God. That's,
which, by the way, I don't know what it is about you and my dad, but another similarity, that one draws my dad. And my dad never, as much as you, like, I know you'll make comments and go, well, your dad needs to lose that gut. But he is not, like, a donut guy. Like, he's not, like, he doesn't stop and, like, you know, like, just
I don't
go
say
crazy.
That publicly. I just say that to him, and you happen to hear me say that.
But what I'm getting at is that he's not, like, a guy to, like, go, oh, let's go stop and get sweets or junk food or whatever. Yet the other, like, I don't know, it was probably, maybe it was the pandemic that got him, but he had gone to this little grocery store by that dumb Bud's Donuts, and he comes home and he's like, look what I got. They just drew me in. That shop just drew me in.
Well, it's the next grocery store, this little store next door. Yeah, and that little strip mall. Yeah.
In.
So do cinnamon buns fit into donuts? Is that something that one goes hand in hand?
Right, a coffee roll, cinnamon bun, kind of the same idea.
I kind of would go with pastries, but not straight up donuts. Yeah.
But they sell them. See, they sell them a weird version of a cinnamon roll at a donut shop. But if you want a real cinnamon roll, you don't probably buy it at a donut shop.
You know, Krispy Kreme that had a couple of tough years tried in New England to compete with Dunkin' Donuts, and they didn't have success. Well, they've now decided they're going to come back in here again. I think the Krispy Kreme donuts are much better than Dunkin' Donuts.
Krispy Kreme is so sweet, though, that like half a donut and you've got a cavity. I mean, it's really, there just seems to be a lot more sugar than Dunkin'.
There's a place in Worcester, Mass. Called the Donut Homie. And they've got maple bacon donuts on special today, chocolate peanut butter donuts on special today, cotton candy donuts, key lime pie donuts, and banana cream donuts.
This is 8 straight minutes of donut talk, and Jen and I behind the scenes are talking about our diets. This is nuts.
Yeah. I ate 14 heads of cauliflower last night, so thank you.
Here's another one. Rocco's Donut Company has ice cream sundae donuts, funfetti donuts, pina colada donuts to celebrate. They've got a donut you can buy for $28. What?
I'm a purist. Around Los Angeles, this has been a trend. Well,
cider donuts?
Because nothing's like a trend, I guess, anymore because business is just coming back. But, there's like a very famous like Taboo or Devil Donut. I can't remember. There's like some big donut chain that has become like Instagram famous. And they do all that. They put the bacon and all the crazy toppings on the donuts. But I don't know. I mean, given True Serum, guys, what's your favorite donut? Because I'd have to go with either like an apple fritter or like an old fashioned. What would you guys do?
I just like honey covered ones.
They don't make them really anymore, but from Dunkin', the powdered donut with the chocolate cream filling used to be my favorite. But they don't have it anymore. It's always just the vanilla, and the vanilla tastes like gross. Yeah.
All right, here's one. Blackbird Donuts.
Still going with donuts.
Newton Center.
I guess it's better than soil talk, right?
Chocolate mousse. Yeah, well, that's coming up. Honeycomb cocoa coffee and s'more donuts.
Too much.
Yeah, right. I'm not into all that.
And then the craft beer donuts. Why would you have make craft? Oh, no, they serve handmade donuts with craft beer.
Donuts and beer?
Also not a great idea. I mean, you have to cut the sweet with, like, coffee or water or something that's not...
Oh, they have a bunch of places in East Nashville that are, handcrafted brews and donuts.
Really?
I'll give you a little warning as your resident sommelier. There is there's a winery up in I'm not even gonna say, but there's a winery, and there's also like a cupcake tasting business that does like mini cupcakes. They serve them in an egg carton. They are super cute, and they do all kinds of really cute flavors, like lavender honey or Chardonnay lime, or like, you know, they like incorporate wine into these cupcakes. And so one of the big fancy things to do was that this one winery would do a cupcake and a winery, like a wine pairing. So you go get your cupcakes in the little, you know, little half a egg carton, six of these little donuts, and then they pour wines for you and you do the matching.
Yeah.
And so, of course, it's like something you do, right? Everybody does it once, and they go up there, and I was like, oh, this is so much. It's such a great time. It's delicious. It's fun. And one of the wines that I taste, I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is like the best thing I've ever had. And it was like a Grenache Blanc, and I've never liked Grenache Blanc. It's weird. It's kind of
light. Me either. I've never liked Grenache Blanc. What about the rest of you?
So I go down the street, and they're like, Grenache, oh, you went to that place to taste? That's not very good wine. That's like, you know, that's like kind of sewer water wine. I'm like, no way, come on. It was really good, I promise you. I get it home, and I'm like so disappointed, because sugar makes everything taste better. That's why they dose wine with sugar. That's why they put a lot of sugar into wine to make the wine taste better.
Oh, so the donuts or the donuts cupcakes are, made the cupcakes it taste.
Yes. So warning to you when you do alcohol and sweet pairings, because the sweets are always going to make it taste better.
All right. So today is also, speaking of cheese and wine, it's National Cheese Day. In addition to being National Donut Day, how dare they have them on the same day, but that's the case here. Cheese goes back to 8,000 B.C., before the domestication of animals, in fact. There are some archaeological digs that have found evidence of cheese being made in various places around the world. Milk fat molecules in Poland around 5,500 B.C. Strained. You know, they used to make strainers out of, well, they still do, actually, in some of these places, of some kind of a cloth that gets rid of the dirt and stuff in the milk. So you make cheese. Anyway, so it goes back. This is a whole big deal. And then in China, about 3,000 years ago, some of the cheese making was perfected. So it was more cheese in Asia and Africa before it came to America. But America didn't exist anyway.
There's not any cheese in Chinese cuisine then.
Yeah, current culture, Japanese,
Chinese. I don't
even
think of that.
Yeah,
mm-mm. All right, so today's Cheese Day. Today is mozzarella day. That's the most popular. What do you like for cheeses? Jay, what's your favorite cheese?
Ooh, cheese. I like a lot of cheese. I like the stinky cheeses. Yeah, give me that funky stuff.
You can have my stinky cheese. I like the basic. I like cheddar, Jack,
white
mozzarella.
American.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
No, not American.
Doug likes.
American,
not even
no.
Cheese. Yeah.
But I think today with donuts and cheese, that should be a national holiday. We should be staying home to celebrate.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about dairy farmers. This is from the Food News Department on the Sirius side. What's going on in dairy farms around the country? This isn't dirt talk. This is dairy talk. But people have been asking me. I did a television hit yesterday, and the main focus was, why is milk so expensive and why is food so expensive? So I told the interviewer that it had to do with the trucks and transportation, much as anything else. But it also has to do with the conglomerates. Here we go again. Big business consolidating, and the cows. There's a dairy that just opened up in Morris, Minnesota, that has 10,000 cows. It isn't a dairy; it's a factory. I say that confidently. 10,000 cows get milked three times a day, and the cows don't last. You know, I was telling the story earlier this week when I went to upstate New York to pick up some calves and heifers. That this fellow on this Amish farm gets 8, 9, 10 lactations. That means the cows get bred, have 10 calves, they milk for a year or so, and the cows are still healthy. I took a couple of older cows because I wanted my calves to have nurse cows. And, you know, you look at.
Are they like
that.
Nannies?
Yeah, that's exactly what they are. That's a great way to put it.
Can I ask a dumb question? I can't believe I don't know this. But this just popped into my head with
No questions are dumb questions.
So, do you have to, So can you, once you get the cow going and you start milking the cow, do you have to, like, breed the cow every so often to keep the milk supply coming?
Well, what happens is that normally you would run the cow, this is how I do it, in order to have the cow recover, you give her about 3, maybe 4 months into her lactation, then you breed her back. It takes 9 months and 9 days to have a calf. That's pretty much the same as a human.
So you milk them for like 4 days or 4 months. Then
no,
you
milk
get them
pregnant. No, you milk them for about a year, maybe a little bit. They usually start drying off around 10 months. But they are bred back so that they'll have a calf about a year and 3, 4 months after they've had the last one. So each cycle, if you do it the way, some do it every year, and they have what they call the spring flush, where the cows are calving in April and May, and because there's a lot of great grass around and new feed, there's a flush of milk at this time of year, which happens more than any other time of the year. And so in this circumstance,
this is going to sound really dumb. So hold on. So you're breeding them so that they can milk for the babies. But what about the milk for us?
Well, I'm telling you how I do it. I don't sell milk on the farm anymore.
What about the boy cows? Oh my God, those are bulls, right?
The boy cows.
How little I know.
Yeah. You don't want to know what happens to the boy cows.
You don't milk the boy cow, right?
No. Well,
like
you do it in some cases.
Number one with cheese, please. Yeah.
If you have a cow, well, it isn't literally. It isn't a cow if it's a bull. It's a bull. Cows are female and bulls are male. And most of the bulls get castrated to be raised either for veal or for beef later on down the line. Whether they be dairy cows like Holsteins or Jerseys or Guernseys, they still are used for beef. But more and more of them because apparently with the shortage of all kinds of food, there are restaurants that are just focused on veal, and it's become a delicacy. And so it's very, if you raise even for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a veal calver,
so gross.
They may be, yeah,
those
it is
babies
gross.
Chained to doghouses. Ugh, mm-hmm. Makes me sick.
Well, there you go. Enjoy your veal the next time you have it. Mm-hmm. 48 after the hour. Here's something to enjoy. Speaking of eating, how about we get rid of that weight that comes from eating all that cheese, those donuts? Man, you're going to put that weight back on again fast if you spend time today and this weekend having cheeses and donuts, but they taste so good, and I know you feel tempted.
Celebrating the holiday.
Yes, right. That's it. Celebration. So if you find yourself getting back to the bulge like Kate Winslet did in her starring as Mayor Sheehan in Mayor of Easttown, a little bulge here, a little bulge there, you can take care of it with Calitrin the natural way, in fact. Find out how it works for you. Go to Calitrin's website, which is toploss.com, and when you decide to buy the product, use the discount code DJV for 3 months free.
There's a lot of talk about getting back to the way things were. But what does that mean? Does it mean getting back to feeding our community? Is it about getting back to moving earth? Or planting the seeds of the future? For the folks who run with us, there is no going back. Because they've never stopped working towards a better tomorrow. Together, we run forward. Nothing runs like a deer. Learn more at johndeere.com.
Sheila, we need to set up Johnson's quarterly review.
Janowski Investments keeps portfolios profitable, but a double client base calls for double the advisors.
Hello. Hi, Janet. I'm so sorry. Pulling up your portfolio right now. Give me a sec.
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks.
Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Three past the hour now here on the DJV program. It's time for us to go through our top five items from the world of technology. Victoria Keelan is here to do that with me. So let's get started. Number five is the Venmo leak.
What yes. in the world? Venmo is the app where you can send friends or, you know, merchants money directly from your account into their Venmo account. And so the app has been, it's very easy to use, but it's had some issues with privacy, and now it's gone all the way to the White House. A couple weeks ago, BuzzFeed News was able to track down President Biden's Venmo account because the app has a lot of, you know, issues with privacy protocols, and it's not that difficult to find certain people. So we were able to see on the app all of President Biden's, like, contacts from his phone and everybody that's in his inner circle on Venmo. So the best thing you need to do, if you are using Venmo, and I actually just did it this week to tip my hairstylist, but I made sure all my privacy settings were up to date. So if you're in when you're in settings on Venmo, make sure you set everything to private. That way no one sees what your transactions are, no one can find you. It becomes a private transaction. So other than that, everything is just public, and Venmo has very little security. So That would be my best advice. Venmo's great to use. Just make sure you're on top of your security for yourself.
Number four on the top five as we head toward number one is a new announcement from Discovery.
Yeah, so we've heard the big news that Discovery is merging with Warner Media, and now they announced the new name. It will be called Warner Brothers Discovery. Very creative. Very. The merger was announced last month. AT&T, which owns Warner Media, is going to spin them off. And then Discovery would take over the new company. The interesting thing about the way this deal is structured, Warner Media is so much bigger than Discovery, but yet Discovery is going to become the new bosses of this conglomerate. So Warner Media has Warner Brothers Movies, HBO, DC Comics, CNN, and a bunch of other things. And then Discovery, as we know, has a ton of reality shows, HGTV, and, you know, all the Shark Week stuff. So there's it's a really good marriage of content. As long as this gets approval, they say that they expect the merger to wrap up in mid-2022, and then once they clear all the, you know, regulatory hurdles. However, there's been a backlash on this already, and so we've had some lawmakers say that they want to look into this, that this is just too big of a merger, so we'll see. But the new company, Warner Brothers Discovery, will be investing $20 billion per year in content. That puts them right next to Netflix and even more so than Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, number three, we're in the same league here, so let's go to HBO and find out how we can get cheap HBO Max.
Yeah, so HBO Max is one of the better streaming services right now. It's definitely the most expensive at $15 a month. So they've this week launched their ad-supported streaming option, which is $10 a month, but you have to sit through 4 minutes of ads per hour, which is really not that bad. One of the other good things about this, if you want to save the money, the HBO originals, like Mare of Easttown is an HBO original, the new Sex and the City show, any of those originals will not have any commercials regardless of how much you pay a month. So I don't really see, unless you're a 4K streaming nerd and you really want that 4K resolution, you can drop down to 1080p and save $5 a month, and I think it's a great deal.
Huh. All right. What's the future of Microsoft? That's number two.
Yes, well, I think you want to know this, right? What's the future of Windows Explorer since you're the last one using it? So Microsoft has announced, of course, that they're ending Windows. Windows 10, as we know it, will be gone. Windows Explorer, they've been begging people for the last 5 years to stop using it, although, you know, you and my mom have kept them in business. Uh-huh. That's no longer going to be supported at all. It's starting in August of this year, so... they're going to have to come up with something pretty quickly, but they've made the announcement that they're going to make an announcement at 11 a.m. Eastern on June 24th. That's when they will unveil the next generation of Windows.
Aha! Number one in the hit parade here of the top five tech stories this week is the cyber attack on the meat company.
Yeah, JBS is a Brazilian company that actually is one of the largest meat producers in the world. They supply a fifth of the world's meat, and they were the victims of a coordinated cyber attack. Details are still coming out. We may not know exactly how they got their systems back online or how much they paid, but it definitely caused some of the largest slaughterhouses in the U.S. to shut down, or at least one in Canada. IT systems were suspended in Australia and North America. It was a huge, huge attack. And, you know, this is another Russian group, and this is the same type of thing as our gas line now. It's
wake up, America.
Food.
Yeah, wake up. All right, that's the list, the top five items here. Thanks to Victoria Keeling for joining me. I'm Doug Stanton.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.